This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Excuse me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I got some allergies, so this is going to be a very runny, nosy, mucusy day. I apologize for that. You know what's interesting? We're in the year 2018, right? We've been now in the year 2018. We're almost halfway done. That's pretty scary. Gosh, it goes by fast. And I was talking to somebody in the media the other day about how we define this decade. You know, you had the 40s, you know, you had the 1920s, roaring 20s, right? And then you had the 30s, which were kind of the Depression. The 40s were pretty much about World War II. The 50s were about Eisenhower and Elvis and, you know, cool music and malt shops. The 60s were about shorts, miniskirts, and Beatles, and Woodstock, and then Vietnam, 60s and 70s. 70s, Vietnam, but also disco, Donnie and Marie, more sitcoms, I guess, Nixon. The 80s was Reagan, wall coming down. All a lot of 80s pop culture, Michael Jackson, you know, Rambo, Terminator, the 80s. 90s, I guess Friends. 90s, I'm not really sure what really identified the 90s. I remember we went back to some 70s culture in the 90s. 90s, I think, was O.J. Simpson was big. Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. Trying to think what else would have really, really defined the 90s. I don't remember. I mean, we were in a recession, but we didn't talk about it too much. I don't know. I was in school. So maybe I'm missing something really, really big that happened in the 90s that I missed out on. The music really wasn't that good. Okay? A lot of TV wasn't that good. That was more the Jerry Springer, you know, day and age. All right? Then came the 2000s, and that started to be identified by September 11th. September 11th, computers, we had the whole Y2K, computers, internet, smartphones, start of social media, and the 2010s has been, I guess, characterized with a whole bunch of things. The recession, right? Even though the recession technically started at the end of the 2000s, but, you know, really the early teens sucked, okay? A horrible recession. Then, so you have Obama, and you have Trump. You have a lot of social media, smartphones taking over, robots, a lot of that. The football would also probably define, I think this year, the national anthem, the kneeling with the national anthem. And that story actually doesn't go away. I don't know if it'll ever go away. This was such a defining, big, hot topic and defining, shall we say, society. Why can't I think of my words? This is what happens when you take a Claritin. No, I did not take a Benadryl. I took a Claritin for my allergies. Well, it helped define the teens. And it was a big topic. I didn't think it was going to be this big, but Colin Kaepernick started it. I think he made the Color of Time magazine. And here we are, and the Philadelphia Eagles had won the Super Bowl. And I guess many of them did not want to visit Donald Trump. Now, they aren't the first people to not want to visit Donald Trump. There was a lot of players, I think there was certain basketball teams, etc. When they got invited to the White House, certain players said, I'm not going. So I guess with the Philadelphia Eagles, many said they weren't going to go. And I heard one news outlet say that only 11 of the Philadelphia Eagles would have actually made it to the White House. So Donald Trump rescinds the invite, cancels it. He says the Philadelphia Eagles are unable to come to the White House with their full team to be celebrated tomorrow. He said they disagree with the president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of our country. The Eagles want to send a smaller delegation, but the 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. So instead, he's going to do a, different type of ceremony to celebrate America. And I guess there's going to be a United States Marine Band, the United States Army Chorus, and so they're going to have a different type of ceremony. Now, I don't think people get Trump, okay? All right, first of all, a lot of the players weren't going to Trump, weren't going to the White House, not so much because of the anthem, because I guess none of the Eagle players, I don't think, kneeled during the anthem. I'm not too sure about that, especially with the Super Bowl, but I don't think anybody kneeled during the Super Bowl. So I think the Eagles didn't embrace the kneeling concept like other team members did on other teams. But many of them don't like the president, so they obviously didn't want to go. Or they were doing it to stand up for something else, which you have a right to do. But Donald Trump, if you really want to get Donald Trump, he doesn't want to give the media a platform for bad press on him. And if only 11 people from the team was going to come up to the White House, why give the media that photo op? And so, whether he should have canceled it or not, I don't blame him for not wanting to allow, worldwide coverage of this slap in the face. Of course not. Now, there's other ways he could honor the Eagles. There's other ways he could honor football, hopefully he does that. But, are you surprised? If the majority of the team isn't coming to him, then, why is he inviting them to the White House? For the media to mock him. So, he doesn't like to be mocked. He wants good press. He doesn't like bad press. So, I don't know why everybody's shocked. 1-877-DOCTELLY, we'll be right back. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, Are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Manny for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, making headlines is the following. Millions of people are prescribed the wrong dose of common drugs. Now, when you see a headline like this, you get mad at me. I'm like, I didn't prescribe the wrong dose. I don't know where they got this. I've been prescribing the correct doses the whole time. But scientists from Stanford University School of Medicine in California recently investigated the reliability of so-called pooled cohort equations. Okay. I'll tell you what these pooled cohort equations are. They're these calculations that help us determine people's overall risk for stroke or heart attack or what they would need. And many clinicians may use these PCEs to decide what to give their patients. I use them sometimes, and sometimes I don't. I like data. I think, you know, if somebody says an 81 milligram aspirin a day helps prevent heart disease in men or stroke in women, I think that's great. I'll look at that data, that's fine. Especially if it's new data, not antiquated data. And I'll say, all right, the 81 milligrams looks like works fine. So yes, I'll use that. So will you. You'll hear that Dr. Oz tells you to do something, you'll do it. So we all like certain data. But when it comes to somebody getting a cholesterol medication or a blood pressure medication, I'm going to titrate it to what works for the patient. And I've told you guys, I may give a different medication to an African American or a Latino or a Caucasian or one of Asian descent based on what I think they need for their biological makeup. If an African American male has stiffer arteries, then I'm going to want to give him a calcium channel blocker or a blood pressure medication that relaxes the arteries. I may also want to avoid heavy diuretics in the African American population because they could lose more potassium. And losing potassium could increase your risk of heart disease. So I like to titrate. I like to embrace a race. I like to individualize treatment. But according to this article, no, we doctors are robots, which is what they want to turn us doctors into being. So they say that these equations, these PCEs, okay, assess cardiovascular risk, inform the physician about the exact level of medication that will be both effective and safe. These equations are available as online web tools, smartphone apps. They're even built into digital medical records. Now, they have a point in terms of what dose is safe. For me, if they say 80 milligrams of a statin is safe on a patient, I don't give a damn. I don't like giving 80 milligrams of a statin to a patient for their cholesterol. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with that. So I don't always listen. Now, I'm a little bit of a rebel, okay? I don't like to be told what to do. Give me a canvas, give me a paintbrush, and let me paint. Don't tell me what to paint. Don't hold my paintbrush for me. I got this. I know how to paint. Well, I don't know how to paint. I went to Pinot Palette once, and now I think I'm a painter. But you know what I'm saying? I've used that analogy for medicine. So in recent years, they've been looking at these PCEs, okay? And again, PCE stands for pooled cohort equations, okay? Meaning they pool together data of these cohorts, these groups of studies and data they received on patient outcomes, and they make these equations. And so in recent years, they have questioned the accuracy of it, asking whether the data that they rely on is outdated. And if that was the case, then many of you guys are at risk. And Dr. Sanjay Basu, PhD, is an assistant professor of primary care outcomes research at Stanford. He set out to uncover whether PCE should be improved. As he explains, we found that there are probably at least two major ways to improve the 2013 equations, and he published this in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And he said that many of these PCEs, these data sets, are old. One came from a study where people were between the ages of 30 to 62, but this was back in the year of 1948. Diet, lifestyle, health risks, everything in between has changed since the 1940s. So the study authors say that because of the age of this information, people's risks were being estimated at 20% higher than they truly were. So Dr. Basu says if we rely on our grandparents' data to make our treatments choice, then it may not be the best idea. They say another issue, which is something I've talked about, is how there was a lack of African Americans in the data sets. And cardiovascular risk is higher in the African-American population. So like I said, if we are treating an African-American male
with a medication that has been studied primarily in whites, we are not helping that population. And many whites are of mixed race. And so are we, you know, what are we doing here? Now, according to Dr. Basu, he said, while so many Americans are being recommended aggressive treatments that they may not have needed according to current guidelines, some Americans, particularly African Americans, may have been given false reassurance and probably need to start treatment given our findings. So what they're saying is some of us are overdoing and some of us are underdoing. So how do you address the aged data? So basically what they're saying they have to do is if there's data, I mean, this is not what they're saying, but this is what you and I are probably deducing, is if much of our recommendations comes from data pre-1950, we probably want to exclude that and redefine our recommendations. We also may want to have intra-generational studies and then decide based on those groups what our new recommendations should be. Things were different in the 1980s. Food was different in the 1980s than it is now. In the 1970s and the 1960s, some plants or crops might have had more vitamins. Maybe the soil has been depleted. Now we have more GMOs. We have more, you know, farm fresh salmon. You know, we eat from less, you know, food from less natural habitats. We now start to cultivate and we start to manipulate food more. We have antibiotics in our food. Things are different. So our grapes are different. I never remember growing up with a grape that's the size of my thumb. Have you guys seen the size of grapes these days? Okay, that's not normal. They're tasty. I told you back in the year 1900, I think it was a Better Homes and Garden or a Good Housekeeping, I forget. They had done predictions of what the world would be like in the year 2000. And they said fruit, like a strawberry, would be able to feed a whole family. It would be so big. So they knew food would be selected to be bigger. But boy, I mean, you know, those are some big grapes. Whereas in the olden days, grapes were little baby things. Smaller than rabbit poo-poo pellets. I mean, they were tiny. So we are a different society. We're a different culture. We have different environmental factors. We have different ozone layers. We have different heat, different climate. Things are different from 30, 40 years ago. Now, how easy is it to just start some new studies? It's very difficult. Those studies cost money. They take time. And so me, being middle-aged, young side middle-aged, can I just say that? Being told I have to do what my father had to do or my mother had to do was wrong. It has to be updated. It has to be changed. And we also have to realize that we have a lot of people of mixed race, and with certain ethnicities, there are certain propensities for certain diseases. We may see a propensity to high cholesterol in the Asian population. We may see the propensity to diabetes in the Hispanic population. We may see a propensity to heart disease in the African American population. We may see a propensity to breast cancer in the Caucasian population. So, you know, we have to not be PC in order to really help people of all demographics and all races. And we have to, we have to redefine some of these recommendations that we just go, well, they're popular and it'll be too apolitical if we mess with them. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his view, he has been falsely accused of rape.
That's Harvey Weinstein's lawyer moments after Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges in New York City this morning.
And I intend to help him win this case fair and square on the merits or the lack of merits.
Lawyer Ben Brofman speaking after the movie mogul was arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's being accused of trying to influence witnesses in the criminal case against him. A new court filing says he called, texted, and sent encrypted messages to two people in a bid to influence their testimony in the case. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option. By itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin, it will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2-for-20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook. I'm looking up Johnny Knoxville. On Facebook at DrDolly.com. How many of you guys watched the movie Jackass? I loved those movies. The Jackass movies, for those of you not very familiar, were basic stupid. I mean, a bunch of guys that was just stupid. And they would do these hoaxes, and they would do things to each other, blow things up, mutilate parts of their body. And we laughed. And they definitely pushed the envelope. Some of them were very, very disgusting. Something that you really wouldn't want your kids to see. The problem is all high schoolers watched it. They just, I mean, the Jackass movies are really, really big in the 2000s. Johnny Knoxville has suggested, he's 47 years old, that they may do another one. There may be a Jackass 4 movie coming out. Apparently, currently, what's in the movies is his movie Action Point. That opened poorly, and we knew it would. It's where he kind of reunited with Chris Pontius and some of his other Jackass friends. I don't mean to call them Jackass in terms of a cuss word, in terms of that was the movie they were in, right? Like Rambo, that kind of thing. He was supposed to be a non-attentive lifeguard who gets his body mutilated, I think, by a squirrel. Not too sure. And he, I guess, I think they reopened some sort of a, I don't know, amusement park, whatever. Now, as a doctor, I would watch this movie series and really panic about the type of injuries that they got. And I always wondered what happened to a lot of them. I knew one had died in a DUI. But I would just found it to be a little intriguing to me that these people could basically roll down a shopping cart, fall down a street while explosions are happening behind them, and live to tell about it, or not have multiple surgeries that we knew about it. Well, many of them did have surgeries. By the way, one of my favorite Jackass scenes, can I tell you? One of my favorite stunts was the one where, well, the Lamborghini tooth pull was interesting. That's not my favorite, though. My favorite was, I believe, and I don't remember which movie this was, but Johnny Knoxville, I think, rented a rental car. And what made this funny is you supposedly had real people not in on the hoax. Okay? And that's what made it funny. This wasn't just a movie about people doing stupid. If they were doing stupid in, you know, places of work, I don't know how they didn't notice the camera. I guess the camera was supposed to be hidden. I don't know. So I guess with one, Johnny Knoxville, I believe it was him, rents a car. And he says thank you to the car rental place. And he goes, and he just tears that car up, crashes it, tears the paint, gets it smashed. So by the time he comes back to the rental car company, he tells them that they rented it to him in that condition. I'm sorry, it's hilarious. That's hilarious. Every time I rent a car, I think about that. Where you bring it back saying, no, you gave it to me like this. Now, I could be misinterpreted. It was many, many years ago when I saw that. But, and of course, the guy in the rental car company is mad and he chases him down the street. And I don't think he was an actor. I think it was a real person. I think he was really mad because the camera was across the street. And Johnny Knoxville's mic'd up so you could hear the exchange and the car. I mean, you get the car insurance. And I think they didn't get the car insurance. Hilarious. I'm sorry, I think that's so funny. Okay. I don't really have a lot of high expectations in movies. So something like that really, really entertained me. So what happened to some of these guys? Well, Johnny Knoxville, I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but he suffered a urethral tear in 2007. I'm not exactly sure what tore his urethra, which is the canal that connects the bladder to the outside world. But he had to catheterize daily for multiple years to avoid scar formation while the tear was healing. I wrote an article on this on my website. Steve O. Many of you remember him. He was the one that got the fish hook in his mouth. He, in 2017, was hospitalized after a stunt where rocket fuel was poured all over him, and then he suffered major burns.
Now, there's a picture of him in the hospital smiling, like, I got this. And he's done some TV stuff. I've seen him around a lot. But unfortunately, he suffered major, major burns to most of his body. Chris Raab, R-A-A-B, he actually opened up about being suicidal at one point. Drugs, or cocaine, you know, drugs, alcohol, opioids. And he has now been celebrating close to a decade of sobriety. Good for him. So he had a rough time. Bam Margera. Now, Bam, many of you guys, he's probably one of the more famous people from the Jackass movies. He's the one where he had the mom and the stepdad, and they would set off firecrackers in their bedroom, and he would do a lot of stupid stunts on his parents. And he, unfortunately, struggled with anxiety, bulimia, body dysmorphic disorder, many people will relate to women and will attribute to, you know, a condition that many females have, but men can have this too, where they don't like their body and they don't they'll think they're fat when they're not, or they'll think their nose is bigger when it's not. And so it's not transgender. Somebody transgender feels they are of a different gender in their body. Body dysmorphic disorder is where you don't like parts of your body. Now, you might not like multiple parts, but it doesn't have to do with your gender identity. It has to do with, well, I don't like my nose, I don't like my eyes, I don't like this, I don't like this, and you end up having this body dysmorphic disorder. He also had struggled with issues of alcoholism. From what I understand, he's doing well. Vincent Don Vito Majera, he was the uncle. He died after battling years of liver and renal failure. Danger Aaron McGinney. For those of you guys who don't know who he is, he's the one that lost a tooth to the Lamborghini. He also was the one where they made him dress up as a terrorist and they put pubic hair on his face. It was so stupid. He apparently admits that he had 25 different surgeries, including 9 knee surgeries, 3 broken backs. And this is one of the very few actors that actually was very open to how those Jackass movies really did destroy their bodies. And when you look at the interview and you listen to Rob and Aaron's, and you listen to their recounts, you know, how do you turn down TV or a movie role? You're going to do it. You didn't want to do a lot of this stuff, but, you know, and this is what people did for it to be on TV. Then, of course, Ryan Dunn was very, very close to Bam, who we believe was one of the reasons why Bam then went, unfortunately, into alcohol, you know, and anxiety disorder, etc. He died at the age of 34 in an alcohol-related crash in the summer of 2011. So those, you know, where are they now with the Jackass series? Well, a lot of them are doing odd jobs or odd acting jobs or spokesman jobs. Steve-O was one of the more successful. Johnny Knoxville, some of the other ones, but if they do a Jackass 4, I wouldn't recommend it, especially now that many of them are middle-aged. I wouldn't hate to see what they broke or tore or whatever. But, man, many of them you could tell needed a chiropractor, like, immediately after the scene. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, we got a lot of little interesting stories that have popped up. Some of you guys, when you travel, you're in a hurry. I'm always in a hurry. I can't sit there and wait for luggage. After I've done a 5-6 hour flight, I go to the bathroom. I need to then take a car service or a cab or an Uber to my hotel. Like, for example, I'm going to New York City later this week for Talkers Magazine. And I am really excited about it, but it's, for me, flying from Las Vegas, it's going to be about a 4 or 5 hour flight. Plus, got to get to the airport 2 hours in advance, right? And then you get there. JFK is a big airport. Then you got to wait for your luggage. So I want to kind of, you know, move, okay? I got things to see and people do. I'm a busy girl. So apparently there is a little simple hack you could do to make sure that your suitcase arrives early at the baggage claim, so you don't have to sit there waiting an hour. They say savvy passengers have revealed a few tricks you can use to ensure that your luggage arrives first and you don't have to pay extra money. And one of the things you could do is have a label on your luggage that says fragile. They say, according to Travel Plus Leisure, all you need to do is ask an airline representative for a fragile sticker when you're checking in your luggage. So that means your luggage is going to be loaded into the aircraft last because it's fragile. And whatever is loaded last is supposed to then come out first. Now, I don't know if I'm 100% sure on that one. I'll tell you guys why. They say another thing you could do is you check in last. If you check in last, then your suitcase is loaded on the aircraft last, so will likely be unloaded first. Now, I don't know if I believe that because, all right, I watch our luggage. Do you do that when you sit on a plane? When I sit in a plane, well, I look at my phone a lot because they make you shut off your phone. But before when I didn't use my phone as much as I did, as I do now, I would watch the luggage. And I'd look to see if I see my luggage. And then you see somebody throw your luggage and you get mad. You're like, no, I got the cat in there. I'm joking, I don't have the cat in the luggage. And so your luggage gets thrown in on the plane first. So let's say you're the last one to check it. And boy, do those customer service reps, they give you a hard time when you're late. Like, you know, you only got a minute left. And I'm like, what do you want, a tip? I'm just telling you that you barely made it on time. Are you my mother? I mean, am I supposed to feel guilty? Just checking my baggage up here. The reason why I'm late is because I was standing behind 200 people to get to you. I was here 2 hours ago. You heard me. I was complaining the whole time. No, but right now, we are right at the point now where it's about an hour before plane takes off. An hour! You know how much I could do in an hour? I could watch 2 sitcoms in an hour. That's a lot of time. Yes, but you needed to check in within an hour. It doesn't matter. I'm here. I got here 2 hours earlier. I was in line. I'm here now. Checking my bag. Okay, is there anything else you need? Yeah, put a fragile sticker on there. Okay, so anyway, so she's going to throw the bag, or he is going to throw the bag onto that, I guess, tram thing, or that, I don't know, the treadmill, whatever it is. So then that is going to get on last, right? It's going to get on last. But then when you have those little trucks that bring the luggage over, it could be anywhere in that truck. Then you load it on the plane, then it comes off the plane. Again, it'd be loaded around the truck. And I think what really works, and I know I haven't written an article. I should, because all these other articles are all over the news and not mine. What I think you should do is have a sparkly suitcase. Your suitcase needs to stand out. And I think they will grab the polka dot suitcase. You have to make your suitcase so gaudy, so awful to look at, that they don't want it sitting out there and staring at it like an eyesore. So they'll throw it on the plane fast. They'll throw it on the belt conveyor fast. That's what you need to do. So try it. Have the most obnoxious looking suitcase. You know what? Why not? How about a Donald Trump suitcase? Whether we love the politics of Donald Trump or not, many people would not want to see his face on a suitcase. Right? Just, it doesn't matter. You may love the guy. But why not? They are going to want to get rid of that suitcase as quickly as possible because it may stir certain sentiment. That's how you get your suitcase first. Try it. Try it. Have a Make America Great Again suitcase. I think America's becoming great again. I really do. I'm pretty happy. All right, so what else do they say here? Any other things? Oh, if you're trying to avoid paying excess baggage fees, website Skyscanner says the easiest way to keep costs down is to pay for your extra luggage ahead of traveling. He said when you do it, it's a heck of a lot cheaper. And don't get stung with excess baggage costs by weighing your suitcase before you fly. Well, that's a no-brainer. That's a boo. All right, so we need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess Facebook is not going to be having a news feeds anymore. They're not going to be, well, they're going to have news feeds, but they're going to not have the trending topics. Now, I don't know if you guys get your news from social media. I really hope you don't. I really hope you actually get your news from a good news source. But many people, they get their news from Facebook. And funny, or ironic, but we're being told by the Search Engine Journal that Facebook is removing the trending section, not because Trump is accusing them of, you know, fake news, but because it's not used as much anymore. It was introduced back in 2014, and it has become less useful over time. Why? Because people think it's fake. People are starting to realize they need to get their news from other sources. Now, you still have a huge population that will get their news from Facebook. And I have to be honest, I'm notified of things on Facebook all the time. When an actor dies or when something happens, it's on social media. So, yes, you do get news from social media inadvertently, unwittingly, but you get news there. But Facebook is going to take away the trending platform. They say publishers shouldn't notice any different traffic as a result of the change. It only accounted for less than 1.5% of the clicks on news sites, and the lack of interest may be because it really wasn't pushed and promoted, and it only rolled out in 5 countries, but I really think what it is I think it's Trump. I think he has made us aware that some news out there is not true. And many of the news stories that do circulate on social media are not very, very, shall we say, reputable sources. You know, even my husband got duped by something. There was something about Mr. Rogers that was out there, and I go, I think that's fake. And I said, no, it's news. It looks like a good news source. I could click on the article. It's a real news article. I go, but who wrote the article? There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of blogs. There's a lot of websites out there. I don't think it's real. I think it's fake. You know, remember somebody said that Chum Lee from Pawn Stars had died? I knew that wasn't true. And tell people it's not true, it's not true, he's fine. But news spreads. Luckily, we haven't had one of those. I believe they had said Macaulay Culkin had died. Oh, boy, people love to see things go viral. And I think that's against the law. If you put out a news article that is completely fake of somebody dying, I believe that's why we might have seen that stop. But good for them. All right, when we come back, our dogs may be responsible for the next pandemic that kills us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.